Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked up, man.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dog.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We take a grip on that. Keep a loose one, baby. Or if it takes a while.
Ooh-wee.
Well, here I am. Doggone it, y'all thought I wasn't doing no more of these. I be busy. Shit be going on. So, you know, things happen. But today, I'm going to do a short little, you know, because ain't too many people going to be on because they be thinking I'm off. And I know it's Valentine's Day. I know everybody out there is doing what they need to do for their loved one. So all you guys, happy Valentine's Day to you. To your ladies, to your moms, to your dads, and then to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Some of the shit that I'm going to talk about tonight, I've talked about several times. But I really want to talk about being passionate. I mean, not passionate as in lovey-dovey. I'm talking about passionate as far as really go hard, serious in what you believe. I remember I did a show, and it was on commitment. And during that show, I spoke about the Lion King of Beats. That was some seriously strong life advice. And a lot of you didn't really get it. So tonight, I'm going to start off with that little story. And you need to apply the points in the story to your life. And of course, if you're wise and already have my life courses, you'll be able to hear what I'm getting at. There are dudes out there who are satisfied with only having a few pieces of a giant puzzle. I mean, I guess they make them feel as if they're in the game, but they're not. They're on the outskirts, watching. The dudes who got my course are able to hear the nuggets I drop on my show, and they'll be able to apply it to their lives because this show and all my videos and my course and my school go hand in hand. The dudes who bought the course don't get to stop because of what they learned in the first part. They want to go on and get 2.0 and 3.0. They know to listen to the shows I do. And the topics I speak on are the ones that are so many. But the topics I speak on, I cover them covertly. I cover them on this show. Sooner or later, you guys will realize that those courses in me are your friends. But like I said, I asked a while back, when is a lion not a lion? If I asked it now, just as I asked it then, I'll get a lot of responses, and most of them will be correct or have some merit. But they'll be wrong. As long as you try to explain when a lion is not a lion, you will be wrong. No matter how much sense your response makes, it's going to be flawed on its premise. You have to understand from birth, a lion is bred to be a lion, king of beasts, Just as anything in life, there are times when a lion is no longer strong enough or too old to be the king of beasts. But when I lace you with this parable, you're going to thank me for clearing that shit up for you. Lions, per se, are and will always be king of beasts. But individual lions will not have any authority when they're young. As they mature, they're learning how to commit to being king of beasts. And later in life, I guess in their teens, they're going to understand that they are grooming themselves, not grooming themselves, but they are becoming king of beasts. And later in life, they're going to get a pride like dad. And they're going to rule until he ages to the point he has to surrender his reign, like dad. You got to always remember, questions are meant to be thought through. You got to go deeper than your own thoughts about that question. And this is so you can think critically. You got to think critically about the words used to pose any question. Now, one of the people who responded to my query said a lion is not a lion when he is caged, like in a zoo. That's not true. Because lions in captivity are kept semi-drugged and full. They are still wild. But if they're semi-drugged and full, they have no reason to be a lion as far as hunting and claiming shit. As long as that mind is kept full, he won't feel like he got to express himself as he does in the wild. Otherwise, if that lion got hungry enough, there's no way captivity would keep him from finding food. Now, a nugget you should get from this is once you decide to do something, there's no half doing it. Even in the lion's youth, all he does for fun is practice being an adult lion. Once he gets old enough to form a little junior aggression, and his aggression gets reaction, he's already headed to his future. His path is already laid out for him, and his pops is watching. And as soon as that young lion gets a little more aggression, his pop gonna ban his ass. He's gonna be banned from the pride by pops, or he's gonna have to accept a beta position to stay in the pride. Another person said when he loses his dominant aggression, he's not a lion. This is not true because even in old age, when any kind of challenge arises, this old lion's aggression is going to rise to that occasion as best his ability. He might not be that dominant lion he was, but he surely is still a lion. He has respect, and the younger lions won't let harm come to him. Even when it's time for him to step down from his throne, he's a lion. He is old, but you can rest assured he's been waiting for this, and he will not hand his crown over easily. Even in defeat, he's still a lion. Only now he knows he can rest, and the pride accepts that he has earned his due. He still has respect and prestige. He just don't get first dibs on the females anymore. I'll tell you what all this I just said has to do with you and the commitment you're putting down. In life, you're going to be faced with all kinds of adversarial situations. But just as a lion does, you should face each of them as a king would do, with no doubt in your mind. In reference to the lion, only the most committed lion will risk all to get what he has come to believe is his to take. Just as only the committed adult male will strive for the status of real manhood. When you decide to be a real man, you must be fully committed the entire time you're alive. And you got to learn quickly to trust your judgments. We're not faced with life and death if we make the wrong judgments. That's why you have like several thoughts. Lions have one thought. That's to survive. You got to make sure you are like that lion. And you standing on the firm principle that you are king. And whatever goes down, you in command. As a man, you're trying to become, your job is to take care of your business at all times. There is no other parts to your job. So this means no more making statements that you don't have any intentions on living up to. Your sense of self should be tied to your word as a man. Your word should be a positive reflection of your integrity. Shit that you were not prepared for can happen, and you should have a solution to handle it in less than 6 seconds. Hold on 1 second. Somebody's at my door.
Lynn, you know I'm doing.
Where are you going?
I need to watch. What you talking about? The dog?
And what do you need that money for? Do you still need it?
I mean, like $20, $25.
Lena, here, take what you need and look. I'm telling you,
don't be
asking me shit when I'm asleep.
I'm sorry.
Now get out.
Get out.
I mean, not get out, but I got pins. I'm sorry, you guys. Shit that you're not prepared for can actually happen and throw you for a loop. But you should have a solution to handle it very quickly. Nothing should be able to stump you. Ask any of my alumni how long it takes me to come up with the answers to their problems. Ask any of them. I will never take longer than 1 or 2 seconds to answer any of your problems. Women lie in wait to see men stand up. And they want to see men who have no problem letting women know that he knows his value. It's just wise to remember. Stay on your ABPs. Always be planning. And to be sure to always make what you say have meanings to what you believe. Also, you want to never make promises you don't intend on keeping, even little ones. Those of you who have women don't really see that your woman is watching your every move. So you got to make sure that you ask yourself, are your moves manly? All throughout the relationship, it's important to have being a man at the forefront of your daily thoughts. Then as you mature, you know, you mature into your older self, it can allow different thoughts to occupy the front of your thinking. Being a man requires you to stand on principles you have adopted into your life and to represent those principles at all times. And if you're really serious, you'll consciously check that you're representing manliness with all of your actions. Just like the many lionesses, women are out observing all of your moves, all your motions, to see if they are attractive to them. That's why you have to always feel as if you're on stage in the entire club, restaurant, theater, wherever you're at, they're looking at you. So you got a style. You should feel that if you don't represent being a man, even when you pump gas, you're in danger of not being a man. You have to be this way so you'll never settle for less than what a man is worth to a woman. Most of you have accepted and settled for whatever kind of woman that gives you action. You believe that you could only have the woman who's like in third or fourth place. Men who think like this are the main ones I'm talking to. But I know there's a lot of you guys out there who's not quite that bad. I know myself, and I will never run out of things to say about me. I take this attitude with me when I'm speaking with any woman I run into. I don't brag about shit I'm doing, but the various things I have going makes for some damn good conversation if need be. My arsenal is dope, and my conversation flows because everything is based on what I see and think in the moment. You need to realize the value my courses hold for you. They make you learn who you are and how to use it. Those of you who are listening, tuning in every Sunday night, and you believe you don't need my course, should ask yourself, why are you listening then? If you don't need my course, why are you listening? The first thing you need to do is take an honest inventory of yourself. If you can be truthful to yourself and say you are a confident man, then so be it. I already know everything you're trying to learn, and you know it's the truth. In my courses, I've outlined simple directives for you to follow in order for you to excel. If you do your due diligence, you're going to have overcome the obstacle of fear, the obstacle of approaching women within your first month of study. I have lived and thrived off of the methods I share with you in my courses. I learned from those who learned from the ones before them. This is why I don't accept your silly analogies. This is why I don't accept anything about the game in life except real shit. Your manhood is in the air because you didn't get the real information on being a man passed down to you as we did. Women cannot teach you how to, a young boy, how to be a man. And you got to come to grips with that. Your single mom can only assist you in maturing. Sooner or later, you're going to have to realize to get the respect from today's women, you have to be confident that you're showing her a man of commitment. If you want what I'm talking about, you have to be 150% committed. 150% committed to getting it. It's real easy to scream out how confident you are, and right after you do, a fine ass woman walk by and your ass don't say shit. There's only one way to seriously be a man. Even if you don't do what I say, but you have to do this. What I'm saying to you, and then I'm going to go, because this is a short, show. The only way to be a man is to be committed to the principles of manhood. Integrity is key. Knowing how to use chivalry is essential. Taking care of business as if your very existence depended on it is a necessity. Because it really does. I want you guys to understand what we're talking about here. I want you to know that I know that I haven't been doing these shows every Sunday, but that's because things have been coming up that was, superseded them. But I do my videos 2-3 times a week. So in that way, I'm still bringing this message to you. Don't wait for Sunday. Anytime you see me up, just come on. Because I'm not just dropping game on Sundays. Every time I do a video, every time I talk about whatever I talk about, get with me and let's learn how to be down. Next Sunday, I'm going to do this. I think I'm only getting an hour, maybe 30 minutes in a day. But what I'm saying is next Sunday, I get an hour in. And we'll deal with each other. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.